The Plaza do Trigo, or the Wheat Square. The town market was in the main square, and in other nearby squares, there were specialized markets of lesser importance, such as this one, dedicated to wheat, from which the name of the square is derived. It was also once the Potter's Square, selling ceramic pots, and also the Silversmith's Square. An older fountain disappeared, giving way to this new one, the Nova Fonta, in the middle of the square. The square is surrounded by porticos and the homes of noblemen, and it continues towards La Plaza de las Damas, or Ladies' Square, which was the orange tree courtyard of the cathedral, thought by some to be an unfinished cloister. The house that stands out most from the rest, owing to its ornateness, was the work of the architect Jesús Vidal, and was built at the end of the 19th century, in a neo-Baroque style. The house to the left of this is that of the Temes family, in 18th century Baroque style. From here, we see the south door and a side view of the cathedral, which draws our attention to its defensive characteristics, with battlements and tower, fulfilling the dual religious and civil purposes of the city's bishop. The clock tower from the 16th century was built on top of the original tower, with a notable difference between the two constructions. From this south view, we can see the corbels under the eaves of the roof, decorated with human heads and creatures of fantasy.